The facts, dates, and events presented in this video and or podcast are from the member's best recollection and may not be fully accurate. This video and or podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Always consult with your local union about your rights and duties at your workplace. The opinion shared on this video and or podcast by myself or any of the guests that appear on here are our own and does not necessarily represent our employers, positions, strategies, or opinions. All views shared are protected under the National Labor Relations Act. Thank you. Now let's get into the show. And welcome back. Got my boy Renato Ventura with us today, man. Welcome to the show, broski.
How you doing, dude?
Man, not too bad, bro. Man, it's good to have you here, man. You come out of US Foods, that's correct?
Yes,
man. US Foods. How long have you been there, broski?
I've been there 22 years, going on 23 in March.
So you done seen some stuff there, huh?
A lot of stuff.
A lot. And you still see some crazy stuff today, huh?
All the time.
Man, we can start off with, man, how did you come into contact or get involved with Members for Members, man? Can you recall what sparked it to have you come on board and join us for change? Can you remember?
So
who approached you, man?
It was a while back. To be honest with you, I don't know exactly how long ago it was, but it was actually a driver. I could think it was ABF or Redaway.
Wow. Came into the building.
Came into the building and actually one of my, one of my coworkers asked me, he's like, "Hey, you might want to talk to this guy." Some other guys have a group that you might be interested in.
Really? And you're working the docks, you don't say?
Yeah, I work the docks. And so I went over there, I talked to him, got his information, and we talked for a little bit, but then I had to get back. So I went back to work. It was just like a brief 2-minute conversation, got his number, and then
boom,
I took off. And then I basically contacted him after that, and he invited me to your guys' barbecue. Oh,
that's what's up, bro.
Yeah, one of the barbecues.
Hey, the barbecue is where it all got started.
Yep, man. It all got started there, and I met a couple guys there. I liked what I heard, you know. Positive change for, you know, a better union, you know, better future. So I just, you know, went there for a little bit, met a couple guys, and that's how I met up with, like, Derek and everybody there, Craig, you know, everybody was there. So I met up with
everyone. So I got a question. I know you've been around for a minute, so obviously, man, we must be on the right track if you're still here. We're not just blowing smoke here. We're actually trying to bring a better union in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That is freaking awesome, man. So the whole time you've been at US Foods, we've been out there, man. You got a great following out there. Those dudes are freaking awesome, man. Shout out to everyone at US Foods for all your support and your love, man. We greatly appreciate you guys. What are some of the crazy things that you deal with over there that I know that the local's not too much representing, because your business agent didn't appear, in my personal opinion, to get started until we got started over there. Just some of the crazy stuff that you say.
There's been a lot just recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're into a 3.5-year contract and we still haven't got it signed, our CBA signed.
That right here. One more time for him. 3 years into a contract and we can't get it signed.
Yeah.
I mean, you just need a signature.
That's it. We need a signature by the company and
they can't, union can't get them to sign some paperwork.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's not just me asking the questions. It's everybody at the warehouse. you know, yeah, asking those questions.
Because you're working without a contract.
Well, yeah. Basically, you're working without, it's not signed.
Which is dangerous.
I mean, I don't know what kind of
agreement they made back then.
They got or whatever. But, I mean, it's 3.5 years now.
When's your next contract coming up?
Well, we have a 5-year contract.
Oh man, this is sad. You can't write this stuff, bro.
Yeah, it's insane.
How lazy this local is, man. People don't understand that. People don't understand like how lazy these individuals are. And dude, these individuals are not in our best interest acting in our best interest at all.
Oh, no.
And we're 3 years into a contract and our fifth one is coming up. So when are they going to start negotiating on the next one?
I don't know. I mean, it's usually, you know, I would say at least a year before we
that's what it should be.
It should be. Yeah. We should get into talks and stuff like that. That's what, maybe half a year away.
That's what you see O'Brien doing right now, right? You know, our new president has taken office. We got UPS coming up, their contract coming up next year. They're talking about it now. They're informing everyone now. Getting everybody prepared now. And one of the things that I've seen with our local is that they don't waste their time having the contract because, in my personal opinion, I think that they're just going to let the company do what they want to do. So this is what happened with Republic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like, oh, yeah, we're just going to start talking about your contract 3 months before or 4 months before.
Well, usually that's what it is.
Yeah, three months before.
They're 3 months before. Yeah, and
that's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
How are you gonna organize and have people prepared in any kind of way, shape, or form for any type of strike 3 months before? You got to tell these people, like, you're out, man.
Oh, yeah. People got to say, people got to
prepare. You
know, prepare their families, everything. Yeah,
because it's going to affect us. If we're going in for a fight, dude, we got to be prepared.
Yep.
And these clowns, man, like, dude, we're 5 years in. We got a 5-year contract, and you got 3 years.
3.5 years in.
Oh, my gosh. I can't take it. I can't take it, Anaro.
Yep. And nothing signed. So, yeah, I mean, those are some of the issues we deal with at US Foods. I mean, it's just not even that issue. I mean, it's just there's all kinds of issues.
Poor representation.
You know, seniority violations all the time. I mean, you name it. We hardly ever see, your
representative.
Your representatives. Yeah, they show up every once in a while. I mean, they'll show up all the time when it's election
year. I bet you see them out there now.
Oh yeah.
I bet you,
they're out there. They're trying to go out and talk to everybody, but once it's not election time, it's like,
oh yeah. So they come out here hard for like 3 or 4 months, and then after, if they win for the next 3 years, they're ghost.
Oh yeah, that's how it is. You know,
and the proof is in the pudding when you look at your contract.
Yep.
The last time they was active was like 3.5 years ago.
Oh yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
3.5 years ago, they were fighting for their lives because we were coming for them, man. And we were only 47 votes from freaking getting them out of office.
Yep.
Oh, close. My gosh, man. So seniority violations, bad contracts. Also, I don't think the pension side of that has been signed either, right?
Well, no. I mean, if the CBA hasn't been signed, the pension side hasn't been signed either. So, I mean, all in general, the pension and the, you know, everything that went along with that contract still hasn't been signed.
Isn't it?
You know, so it's
so let's just say, let's kind of pan this out. If you have a pension increase, let's just say you're going to have a pension increase. If you haven't signed it for 3 years, what does that mean for your pension increase? You've been working under the old contract.
Yeah.
For, you know, or the old agreement. Technically, but that agreement has expired.
Yes.
And now we end into a new agreement. And if we have, let's say, negotiated some pension in there, what are they going to do to, like, correct that, man?
I don't know. We ask the same questions, you know, and we still can't get an answer. You know, I mean, it's not just me asking the questions. It's all the membership. You know, everybody at US Foods wants to know what happens. So, I have no idea. I'm speechless.
You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna like, this is the biggest contract we won ever.
And they say that all the time. This is the best. You know, you guys got the best contract, and
just sign it.
Yeah,
just sign it.
Just sign it.
Yeah,
you know, Yeah. And we sign it, and then we can't even get them to sign it. So I don't know. I mean, I'm confused.
I'm laughing because it's sad, man. Because if the company can get them to work without a contract, it lets the company know that the union has no bargaining power at all. That's sad.
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
they don't have a leg to stand on.
There's a lot of things, a lot of issues at US Foods. Yeah. I mean, that's one of them. A lot of other ones is, you know, I mean, job bids not being posted, you know.
Well, yep.
You know,
we have that similar issue.
You know, not being posted, not being filled. You know, you got the daily vacancies issues where, you know, if somebody calls in sick or is out on vacation, you know, the company contractually has the daily vacancy language where that position has to be filled on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And it's not being done. I mean, the company's picking and choosing what positions they want to fill in on a daily basis.
And they utilize that to their advantage. And the reason why they do that is because they can put anybody in that field. Well, and no seniority has to be followed.
No, yeah.
You may want to bid on that position and you've been waiting for it. They don't post it. And then they just put whoever they want in there or don't even put it there. Take the job away.
Yeah.
And don't even ever repost it again. Now we're losing jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. We're actually losing jobs because they won't post. If a person goes out on vacation, right, and they know they have to fill in that position for a week, they'll just say, we're not going to post it. So somebody's losing out on a week's worth of pay, you know, depending on who it is. A person can be in a janitorial position, could be in a lower paying job,
mm-hmm.
could be making that extra money for that week, but the company decides that they're not going to post it. So people are losing out on money. It's just sad. Yeah. You know?
And, you know, one of the issues that I believe you have personally, not you, but the company or the union in that area, is that you guys have someone who doesn't really specialize in that field. Like, your business rep comes from UPS.
She came out of UPS, yes. Bro,
then no disrespect, but I think she would be better fitted to represent individuals out of UPS because that's where they came out of.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what Members for Members plans on doing. You know, we got individuals like yourself from different crafts so that when it comes to representation, we want someone who came out of that particular field because you know what goes on in that warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And when you put someone who doesn't know the craft at all, you get this.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of, I mean, just everything. A lot of things in the contract. It's just they're not, how would I say?
They're not abiding, or
there's too many loose ends on the contract. There's too many loopholes. So it's not tightened enough. You know what I mean? Where the company is forced to follow the contract. Like they don't have to follow the contract and there's no consequences.
But when you have a business agent that doesn't come out of that craft, you get those loopholes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, one of the craziest things I heard at the last business meeting, I think one of our brothers Javier had asked about who was representing them. And these dudes said the shop stewards were in a contract. Now, I'm glad that they're talking, that, you know, the shop stewards are. But we pay the business agents to go and rep and fight for good contracts.
Yeah.
And now here we are in your particular situation where we have a contract that should be ratified. It should be nice and tightened. But because the individual doesn't come out of that craft, they don't see how the company is manipulating the contract to get what they want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, on a daily basis, the company manipulates that contract the way they want. Mm, you know, and it's sad because, I mean, we're supposed to be under a contract that's supposed to be followed.
Hello.
Right?
Hello.
And when the company's not following, right, and then you got a lot of inconsistencies, you know, as far as, you know, when our, you know, sometimes our shop stewards don't want to fight certain fights, you know, mm-hmm. they want to just you know, sometimes pick and choose who they want, you know,
represent.
When they want to fight.
Mm-hmm. We have some of those same issues because some things they don't want to fight and they don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Or don't know how to deal with.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it's not so much them. It's a reflection of their leadership. And so the reason why you have bad representation is because you have bad leadership.
Yep.
So if the leadership had any type of idea as to how to teach our shop stewards how to fight, dude, we would have a totally different union.
It's a different ballgame.
Totally different ballgame.
Yes. And you know, one of the biggest issues that we have is, you know, they see the violations being done, but they always have to go ask if they could file grievances.
Isn't that crazy that you got to ask? You see a violation, that's a clear contract violation. And I got to ask.
Yeah, you got to ask if you can file a grievance.
Dude, matter of fact, I got written up for that, dude, by the union. I got written up by the union for filing a at all grievance for individuals who are being violated on 9-5. Uh-huh. So, dude, I see everyone getting violated. Instead of going through each one by one, I filed an at all grievance, had all those individuals sign it. Dude, I turned it in. These dudes, if I can find the letter, dude, I'm going to post it up. These dudes end up writing me up and later on just removing me for no reason.
Yeah. It's crazy because, I mean, they see it firsthand. Hey, you know, shop stewards, I mean, they're on the floor. They see everything.
Right.
Right. They see what goes on, everything. And instead of them just going right away, filing the grievance, getting it over with, they have to reach out to the BA and ask if they can file a grievance. It's just, why? You know? Isn't our shop stewards the first line of defense?
They're supposed to be.
You know what I mean?
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be the first ones to sit there and fight and represent the membership. And instead, they have to go ask permission if they could file grievances.
Actually, you know what the crazy thing? The first line of defense should be our members once we educate them.
And then
when we don't get the answer that we're looking for, our second line is our shop stewards. Yep. And then if they don't want to reply to that, then we go to the BAs.
Yep.
You know, then we go to the, you know, all the grievance process, the panels and everything like that. But if we had someone who was actually representing us, it would be freaking awesome.
But that's why we're here, right? We're here to start representing the membership.
Oh, no.
Put everybody on board.
Say it again.
So that we don't have to.
Say it again.
So we don't have to.
Say it again.
Fall back on our BAs, our leadership, or anything. We're the first ones.
Dude,
to be able to protect ourselves.
I'm telling you, we're going to be like 300 in here if we get in the office. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Each individual is going to know how to fight.
Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Man, it's going to come hell and high water, bro.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah, we need real fighters up in here.
Yep.
Good night.
And this is the reason why I'm here.
Yeah, this is why we doing what we're doing.
Yep.
Yo, we going to make people fight, you know what I'm saying, with the contract. And be able to defend themselves. And then if they don't get the answer, then, hey, let me go get somebody bigger than me. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Hanaro, man, it was great having you here, broski, bro.
Thank you,
man,
sir.
Man, greatly appreciate you, man. We're going to have you back.
I'll be back.
Oh, yep. Yeah, you got to come back, bro.
Oh, I'll be back.
We're going to be talking about more stuff, man.
Oh, a lot more stuff.
We got a convention we got to go to, man. We went to last year, had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we're going to have a podcast there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's about
to
be awesome.
It'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Man, thank you guys for joining us. Man, everybody at US Foods, thank you guys for your support. Remember to vote members for members. Man, we're out here trying to make positive change. And we want to put people into the position that can best represent you. We want to educate you. We want to help. We're going to take the money and put it back into the members, man. Therefore, we'll have a stronger local. Man, you'll enjoy working for your company and being a union member, man, and actually have some time off to enjoy with your family. Vote members for members.
Remember, vote members for members.
Please.
Yep.
Members twice. You got it right.
Yep. For a better future.
Yeah, for a better future, better local.
Yep.
Good night, man. Thank you for coming on, broski.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.